听力课堂，听 class.com。
And this is a business English certificate, higher level, listening test. Part 1. Part 1, questions 1 to 12. You'll hear the chairperson of the Technological Society making an announcement at the end of the meeting. As you listen for questions 1 to 12, complete the notes, using up to 3 words or a number. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 35 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
I know that many of you have trains to catch, and in a couple of cases, flights to catch, so I won't keep you very much longer. However, you are aware that the sheet listing course dates, fees, and other information which was sent out prior to this meeting was incomplete. I'm afraid not all the details had been confirmed by the time we went to press, and there are a number of omissions. However, I'm now in a position to give you the rest of this information so you can add it to your copy. We've been fortunate in obtaining the same hotel as last year. That's the station for the people on attachment, so the residential periods will be spent at the station hotel in Brimston Square. The overall fee will now include laundry charges. I know that there were disagreements last year, as it was felt that costs of personal laundry while away from home should not be borne by participants. However, you will still need funds to cover your daily travel costs from the hotel to the training center, and although the hotel will provide breakfast and evening meal, you will need to meet both transport, as I've just mentioned, and lunch each day out of your own pocket. You may remember, however, that subsidized lunches are available at the training center, so they won't be too expensive. For those of you traveling from abroad, I should also point out that the Society is not in a position to help with any charges for excess baggage. The standard allowance, as you know, is 20 kilos, and if you have bought books, gifts, or whatever to take home with you, any additional costs are your responsibility. You will be pleased to learn that the fees for the Industrial Relations course have stayed the same as last year. Unfortunately, though, the fees for the Management Today course have not yet been finalized. They will vary from last year, but you might like to know that they will be approximately somewhere in the region of £500. I'm sure it won't have escaped your attention that we failed to print the length of each course. The Industrial Relations course is a 12-week course, as is Management Today, both 3 months as usual. The two charges listed under the Training Officers course apply to members of the Society and those who are eligible for awards or scholarships. The lower figure applies to overseas applicants who would be unable to attend our courses without these grants, as it's important that we continue to attract participants from abroad. And finally, the Training Officers course lasts only 10 weeks this year, as it has been reduced in response to last year's suggestions for a slightly shorter course. Thank you. I do hope that...
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Part two. Part two, questions 13 to 22. You will hear 5 different people talking about advertising campaigns. For each extract, there are 2 tasks. For task 1, for each question 13 to 17, choose the method of advertising they have chosen from the list A to H. For task 2, for each question 18 to 22, choose the purpose of the advertisement from the list A to H. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 30 seconds to read the 2 lists, A to H. Now listen and do the 2 tasks.
I think it's the best way to do it, because it's better to start small rather than spend all that money on TV advertisements. We could use local stations as well as bigger ones. A lot of young people listen to them regularly, and that's the market we want to reach. Also, if we do that, we would be able to get some initial feedback on sales, whether it's selling well or not in the first few months, and then we can decide if we want to make any adjustments before we spend the big money. Bill said he only wanted this to be an experiment at a few branches. If it really goes well, we can have a national campaign when we bring out the result of the range.
It's not difficult to know the best way to let people know about this. because if you use something that's just visual, you've then got to make a decision about where to put it, and it may get lost in a mass of other advertising. The only way we can be sure that all potential customers are informed is by delivering a leaflet straight to their homes. There'll be plenty of really good bargains to attract them, and we could have some extra reductions on the first day just to get things off to a good start. We might be able to get some local celebrity to open it on the first day, but we also need to think how we're going to attract customers for the whole 2 weeks it's on.
Listen, I was talking to Anne, and she thinks it's the sort of thing that we can get a good response to locally, but I really don't agree. So I'm afraid I'm overruled her on this. Also, if we use something local, it's just appear in a classified session, and we want a more upmarket box advertisement. And we need to reach the whole country. I know the rates are much higher, but we can choose the one we want to get the maximum response possibly. Anyway, I think anyone with the right track record for the position like this would only be looking in the more upmarket dailies. If it was something we were trying to fill in one of the local branches, it would be a different matter. But for head office, we need to attract the best.
As it really only affects people in that area, I think advertising nationally would be a waste of money. It would be much better to take some prime sites at various points along the motorway. We can have them put up about 4 weeks before the big move. It'll cost less, and it's a way of appealing directly to our customers. The thing is, we don't want our regular customers heading off to the old store and then being informed halfway there that it's not there anymore. We could lose a lot of business. They need to know well in advance where they've got to go.
Oh, I don't think it's worth using something like a sport event, because you still only get a limited audience. We need to attract a national audience. I'm not even sure we should use local channels, because their viewing figures are so small and we need millions of people to see this. I definitely think we've got to go for maximum exposure. It will be a better return for our money in the end. Also, it will give us a chance to let people know what we really do, rather than just relying on them recognizing the logo. People just assure we only do one thing at the moment. We need to build up the public awareness of how big our company is. We've got to emphasize how diverse we are and get ourselves recognized everywhere.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2.
Part 3. Part 3, questions 23 to 30. You'll hear a part of a conversation between two managers from different companies, a woman called Elizabeth and a man called Stephen. For each question 23 to 30, mark one letter A, B, or C for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
Well, that is very interesting. Thanks very much.
Do please sit down. I think you could both use some coffee after staring at the computer for so long.
Yes, thanks. That would be nice. We do need to talk business now.
So, do we have a deal? Are we agreed that the computer systems will suit your needs?
Yes, I think it will be fine. As we're not a big company, although things are going pretty well, we obviously can't afford the latest technology. That's exactly why I have decided to buy second-hand computers as opposed to the new ones. I do have a few concerns. I did read that one of the drawbacks of these particular systems is that it's very slow.
Well, that's all comparative, really. Obviously, since the system was first made, things have changed, and it's slow compared with new computers. But the difference is still quite minimal. And compared to your present system, it's still at least 4 times as fast.
One obvious question I must ask you before making a decision is, why do you want to sell your computers in the first place? Clearly, you feel they need updating.
Well, actually, there has been quite a difference of opinion in our company about the wisdom of replacing them. In fact, I don't think it's necessary, but some people feel that because of the international nature of our business, we need to keep up with the very latest technology. I don't really know why. Maybe to impress our clients, I suppose. Obviously, for a small business like yours, it doesn't matter as much.
Well, yes, that's also true. I am still worried about your asking price. It's more than we've planned to spend.
I'm afraid I've done as low as I can. I'm simply not allowed to let it go any cheaper. And quite honestly, Stephen, I really do think it's a very good price.
No, having seen what you have here, I certainly think it's a fair price. But the installation and servicing will add considerably to our costs.
Okay, well, how about if we have our engineers install the system and we will cover half of the cost of any necessary services?
What, for the first year or two?
Yes, well, let's say for first year.
Okay, that sounds very reasonable. And I understand that you mentioned to John when you first approached him about this that we will be able to send some of our people over to you so that they can be trained to use a system. Is that right?
Well, not exactly. I said we might be able to offer some training. But I'd rather have to remind you that we should go over to you. I really don't think that my boss will be happy having your staff coming here to be trained. You know, he just tends to see you as a competition.
Okay, it's a fair point. You send your people to us. Mind you, I wish we were in a position to compete with you.
Yes, I know.
And anyway, our business is much more narrowly focused on our particular area of domestic food market.
I know, Stephen. You don't really need to tell me. Anyway, so do we have a deal?
Just one more thing. I believe you said you are going to replace your office chairs at the same time as computers.
Yes.
And obviously we'll need the chairs to go with your computers.
Oh, I see. You certainly drive a hard bargain, Stephen. All right. I must say that does seem fair enough. I think we'll be able to throw those into you.
Great. That's a deal.
Excellent. I think these are cool for drink.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 3. That is the end of the test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.